be that pussy up, is you gonna tell on me? What's up, everybody? It's good to be back. It is great to be back. It has been a week. It has been a series of weeks. It has been a hell of a day, and it has been such a hell of a day that I actually have no news for you. As a matter of fact, the only news I have is going to be a retelling of all the shit that happened to me today. So when I moved out here, I just completed a move out to Newfoundland from Ontario, and by the time I landed, I was putting my bed frame together, I believe, on Tuesday or Wednesday, and I stubbed my toe pretty bad, to the point where I chipped off a chunk of toenail, and the toe became very sore and red. Obviously, it hurt quite a bit. It blew up like a cartoon, you know, like when SpongeBob kind of gets a splinter. And, you know, I thought nothing of it. You know, it was red and sore, whatever. But, yeah, it turns out that it was actually a severe, rapidly progressing infection that has been crawling its way up my foot to the point where I had to go to the hospital because there are no walk-in clinics around here. It's just the hospital. So I went to the hospital, and they were severely backed up. They only had one doctor on staff to the point where the triage nurse told me it would be in my best interest to call telehealth, a local telehealth place. So I call them, and because I have an Ontario SIM card, I can't get through to them. So I go to the payphone, and I attempt to make the call through the payphone, and they charge me $5.35 to my debit card to make the call, and then the call doesn't go through, also for some reason I don't understand. So then I have to pay $85, a reoccurring monthly charge, of course, to attend sign up for a telehealth program, and I eventually get connected to a doctor. And they are in Ontario, but we don't tell that to the Newfoundland doctors because they technically can't practice cross-province. That's not allowed. That's not a federal medical license. But regardless, they did manage to get my prescription through to me, and I am now on 300 milligrams of clindamycin thrice daily, so nearly a gram of antibiotics, which means, folks, I am going to be shitting myself. And ideally, not losing my toe as I continue down a long and arduous path of Epsom salt baths and polysporin applications. But, you know, that's about it for me. It's been a very, very hectic couple of weeks. I've missed all of you quite a bit. I've missed doing psych radio quite a bit. And it's good to be back. I was afraid I might have to cancel today, but I am very, very pleased to announce that we are back in business as though nothing has changed whatsoever. I've got a pretty simple, light, kind of low-key playlist for you tonight. A lot of down-tempo, a lot of IDM. Not really ambient. We're going to start things off getting a little trip-hoppy, a little Baroque chamber pop sort of situation. Generally, this is going to be a little laid-back. I know I say that a lot, and it's never true, but for the most part, we'll ramp up the energy as we get towards the end of the night. So coming up next for you, we've got The Weeknd Players, Thievery Corporation, and Estero on Psych Radio. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was Weekend Players, Thievery Corporation, and Estero. Coming up next for you, I've got a section here I've called End Stage Internet. A lot of internet music. It feels strange to call it that, internet music, but there's been a lot of music released in the era of streaming that has had a distinctly internet flavor to it that makes it distinct from radio hits. Certainly it's in the length of the songs. A lot of songs nowadays are made quite short relative to the standard radio, like 3.5 minutes. This was a problem for prog rock artists in the other direction. A lot of their longer tracks were 10 to 20 minutes each. And, you know, no radio is going to play a 20-minute song unless, you know, you've paid them quite a bit to take up that much time. And we're entering an era now of shorter songs made by bedroom creators, people who are working on cheaper equipment, people who are kind of carving out these small niches for themselves, not really adhering to a lot of conventional music standards that they would get if they were members of the industry, but more smaller collectives and pieces. One such collective was the Gensokyo Plug Rap Collective, a Toho-themed like cloud rap group. One of which was the member Yucatec, who was my favorite of the artists and has since broken off to do her own more serious and I would say certainly better work. You're going to be listening to some of that now. I've been hyping her up for quite a while, and I've been looking for a chance to get to play her for you tonight, and tonight's the night. So coming up next, we've got Men I Trust, Lil Hero, and a double dose of Kiyomi Tencho. That was Men I Trust, Lil Hero, and Kiyomi Tencho. Coming up next for you, it's always difficult when I try to find information about an artist, and it seems like I'm going to figure it all out, and then something happens that just gets in my way. So, Bola is one of the artists that you're going to be listening to in just a moment here, and Bola is a pseudonym for a man by the name of Daryl Fitton. Daryl Fitton is a, and don't say Daryl Fitton, the stick in your mouth or anything like that. Daryl Fitton, he is a English electronic musician from, now how do you say this, Rochdale. He's an English electronic musician from Rochdale, England. Now that's from his Wikipedia page. Daryl Ernest Fitton is an English electronic musician from Rochdale, England. That is the first sentence of his Wikipedia article, and right next to it, it says citation needed. So we don't know anything useful about this guy. We don't know where he's from, what his name, citation needed for his name, nationality, occupation, and where he's from. Like, it does, we don't know enough about this man. He is an enigma. We don't know anything useful about him. We know that he was Bola and Jello. I don't know who those are. And he's Daryl Fitton, and citation needed, he might be from England and he might be an electronic musician. We don't know. So maybe we just let the music do the talking. Maybe we just let that fill in whatever gaps that we can. Coming up next for you, we've got Bola and Bonobo.
Thank you. carry with me heavy and soothing, like a gentle symphony. I rest my head right back up on my seat. It's hard and cold though, the best thing for me. This train is moving, but my heart is stationary.
Was Bola and Bonobo. Some alliteration for you there. And as we move into our final segment of the night, I would feel remiss not to inform you of the subheading I've written for this one, which is Make the Hoes Kill Themselves. We're done scaring the hoes. We are putting on music that will make the hoes throw ass to the wall and then pull out guns and shoot themselves. That is the kind of vibe we're going for here. Some very depressing, maybe not depressing, but certainly like melancholic IDM coming up for you in just a moment here. The kind of thing they'd play at the club in Blade right before he just starts cutting up vampires. It's difficult to find something to say about just one of the artists coming up here because all of them have very interesting stories. So I think I'm just going to go with one little tidbit from each of them. Magdalena Bay, Imaginal Disc, one of the best albums I've ever listened to. I really do love it quite a bit. It's certainly made it into my top 25 at the very least. That album is phenomenal front to back. The opening track is nearly enough to bring a man to tears on its own. But then you get into the dance stuff, and then it's like, damn, okay. Goldfrapp, their album Tales of Us, Alison Goldfrapp, and I forget what her other band member's name was. Tales of Us was their penultimate album, and it was panned by both NME and Pitchfork, which I consider to be a mark of quality more than anything else. If they hate it, I think it's worth listening to. And last but certainly not least, Miljana Turini, Icelandic artist, very commonly compared to Björk. She got help with production on her album Love in the Age of Science from Tears for Fears, of all people, who deliver some very uncharacteristic guitar work that you're going to be hearing near the end of this. So coming up next for you, Magdalena Bay, Goldfrapp, and Miljana Turini.
Across a starless sky, cuts like tiny knives, rain beating down. Rain beating down. Lantern easy glare. Leave nothing on you or me yet. Nights here alone. Nights here rockers. This world in your eyes, there's a light of the others of feeling. It's cool in this dark, in this dark, how they know what we're dreaming. Turn down and down. Only if you
That was Magdalena Bay, Goldfrapp, and Emiliana Torini. Now, normally I wouldn't do this, but we are quite a good ways ahead of schedule here tonight, and I'm in the mood for it. I think we got time for one last song. And you know what? I think we're going to do an encore. It's going to be another Kiyomi Tencho track, because I really want to push her. Got up next for you, before we sign off, Kiyomi Tencho, once more. Was Kiyomi Tencho, and this has been Psych Radio. Even though I had to rush to the hospital today, nothing's going to keep me from you. Thank you for spending your time with me tonight, and have a good one. I'll see you again next week.